We're up to Perek Mem Gimel, Pasek Yud Dalet, Pasek Dalet. Dalet, this Pasek is in the middle of the theme, the discussion continues from the previous Pasek. The previous Pasek taught us about this idea of Koifer, of Pidyon, redemption. We learned yesterday that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He saves us by redeeming us, by instead of bringing punishment upon us, He transfers the punishment to someone else, which, as we explained yesterday, is a very difficult concept. It's very hard to understand what this means. In fact, we do not understand what this means. We gave different examples. We went to the Pesukim yesterday. We explained about Mitzrayim, the firstborns of Mitzrayim, and about Kush and Sva, and we gave the example of Nusach HaTfilah, Ma'avirin Esroya HaGezerah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He transfers punishment that we deserve to someone else. And this pasuk continues. Why is that so? The pasuk here explains. You know why? Do you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to spare us and transfer the punishment to others? It's because me'asher, because yokarta ve'enai, you are precious in my eyes. Very beautiful word, yokar. You are precious in my eyes, nichbadita, and you are honored. You are honored individuals. Therefore, and also va'ani ahav ticha, and I love you. Three things: yokar, kavod, and ahava. There must be some very great significance in why these three terms are selected to explain our unique relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, especially in this matter where Hashem does not want to bring upon us harm. Therefore, ve'atein adam. This repeats the theme from yesterday. Ve'atein adam tachtecha. Therefore, Hashem says, instead of bringing punishment upon you, I will bring another Adam, another individual in your place to suffer the punishment, and other nations will take the place of your neshama. Okay, again, we don't understand what this means. Rav Schwab, he for whatever reason says that these words do not mean the theme of yesterday. Yesterday was clear where it said the word nosati chofricha. Again, simply, we would say that the thing tachtecha, the attain odom tachtecha nul'umim tachas nafshecha, is exactly the same thing as chofricha from the previous pasuk of pidyon, of exchange. Instead of us suffering, someone else suffers. Instead of us, Hashem brings in another person. Instead of us, our neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings in another nation. However, others interpret this to mean, Rav Shav interprets this to mean here, that subordination. That because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He loves us, and because we are honored and we are precious, He puts other people beneath us. Tachas here means to become our subordinates, people who we control. Vo'atein Adam tachtecha, beneath us, under our control. Other nations, tachas nafshecha, and other nations will be subordinate to the collective neshama of Klal Yisrael. So it does not necessarily mean the same thing that it meant in Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel was pidyon. Here it refers to greatness, elevation and control. Pasuk Hey, Al Tira, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, do not be afraid. Kitchani, I am with you. Mimizrach Avi, here we're referring to Kibbutz Golios. Mimizrach Avi Zara Echa, from the east I will bring in your seed. Umimarav Akabitzeko, and from the west I will gather you in. Two different expressions of Ovi and Akabitzeko. Now Hashem specifies the different. The different directions. Oimer Latzafon Teni. Hashem says to the north, to the north side, to the north one. Teni, give. Teni means I command you, the north. I command that you reveal all of the Jewish people, all of those Jewish people who are hiding, whose identity is not known, produce them and bring them to Eretz Yisrael, Ula Seimon, and to the south, Al Tichloi, do not withhold. The north should give, the south should not withhold. Havi Vonai Merachok, bring my children from the distance, with Nosai, my daughters, Mikse Aretz, from the ends of the earth, Kibbutz Golios. Okay, so the passage describes the Muslim Sheikh that Russia will bring back the ingathering of the exiles. Pasuk Zayin is called Hanikra Vishmi. Now Hashem says that this is a general pasuk. Everything that is called by my name, v'lichvaydi birasiv, everything that I have created in this world is done for, was created for my honor. Yitzartiv, I have formed it. Af asitziv, I have done it. I have asiyah, performed it. Now these four terms, this is the makar for this very Kabbalistic concept, which I have no understanding of the four worlds. In the world of Kabbalah, there's the highest world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Olam Atzilus. What is Atzilus? Atzilus comes from the word Eitzel. Eitzel means near. It's the world where that is near the Shechina, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like Atzilus.
Even the word world doesn't have a definition.
Correct. Okay. Whatever it means, these are way beyond us. Way beyond us. But whatever it means in the Olam HaKabbalah there are four. It's loosely translated, very, very, very loosely, because there are just no terms to properly define these things.
Realm.
Four realms. Okay, the realm of Atzilus, which is I'm not even sure how they translate Atzilus. Exaltedness, awesomeness, power. I don't know what it means. Rav Schwab says that Atzilus comes from the word Eitzel, to be near. It's the realm that is nearest to the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that can possibly mean. The next world is the world of the Bria, the Olam HaBria. It's where it's lower. It's more distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina. It's the world where things are created. Yesh Me'ayin. Then comes the world of Yitzirah. And it's a further world. A world of Yitzirah is where things, after the matter has been created, the matter is molded and formed and shaped into different forms of light. And then this world, where we are today, is called the Olam Ha'asiyah, the world of performing, of where we are...
Action
figures. We're all action figures in this world. Little action figures. The Olam Ha'asiyah. So these are the four worlds, and it all comes from this pasuk. When it says Kol HaNikra V'Shmis, he does not say the Atzilus. Atzilus does not appear in the pasuk, but I'm not exactly sure where that term comes from, but that term is used to describe the expression what's Nikra V'Shmi, what's called by my name. In the world of Atzilus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives names. And then comes the world of Luchvaydi Birasiv, the world of Bria is called the place of Kavod. And then comes Yitzartiv and Af Asisiv, I have formed and I have performed. So these are the four worlds, and we should remember it comes here from this pasuk in Mishaya Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Zayin Pasuk Ches Hayitzia Siver Veinaim Yesh V'Cherishim Yosnaim Lama. So this goes back to what we learned in the previous Perek, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is that here we are describing the time of Kibbutz Galiyos, time of Mashiach. Hashem will gather in the exiles, and the people who are in Galus are blind. They're blind. They need a rude awakening. They don't see the light. They have eyes. They have physical eyes. And more than just physical eyes, they have seichel. They have the eyes of the intellect. And if they would really apply themselves, if they would really think and make a cheshbon hanefesh, they would realize that they're living lives that are not good in the way in Hashem's eyes. It's just that they don't want to see. They refuse to open up their eyes of their intellect to recognize how wrong their lifestyles are. So they have eyes. We'll read the pasuk backwards. Einayim yesh. These people who are in Golus, who are scattered in the four corners of the world, they do have eyes. But either they make themselves blind. V'cherishim. There are people out there of Yoznaim Lam. We'll read it backwards. There are people out there that have ears. They are capable, they are very intelligent, smart, hearing individuals who have ears and are fully capable of listening to the words of the tzaddikim, the words of the prophets, and listening to the words of the Torah and doing tshuva and coming closer to the Baruch Hu, but they do not want. They make themselves deaf. And the pasuk here is telling us at the time of Kibbutz Galuyos, the Baruch Hu by force will take these people, since they are members of Klal Yisrael, they will be taken from where they are, and they will be brought to Eretz Yisrael, time of Gula. Pasuk Tes, Kol HaGoyim Nikbutzu Yachlaf. So here we are describing Kibbutz Goliath, and this is a fascinating pasuk. Kol HaGoyim Nikbutzu Yachlaf, all nations will gather together, V'ye'osfu, and they will come together, V'ye'osfu, L'umim, and they will gather. L'umim here means nations, but the way it's translated is, let's see what it says over here in Pasuk Tes, the Mitzudos, Kol Agob Mitzud, Im Kol, that the Jewish people will come, the way the Mitzudos looks at it, the Jewish people will come together with the nations of the world, Im Kol Ho'akum, Yiskapsu Yachad, Mi Vohem Yagid, Asidos Kizos, V'chi Ho'elil Abalhem. Again, go back to a theme. The Yosfu Lumim, the Lamed is translated as like a silent Lamed, and the Umim will gather. One more time, Kol Hagoyim Nikbutzu Yachad, all of the nations will gather together. The Yosfu Lumim, and just a poetic repetition, and the nations will gather. Two different terms for nations. Now, by the way, here we have the word Yosfu. Asifa. We just had this tkufa where the word asifa was printed in the paper about a billion times. The word asifa. Now I'm sure everyone knows that the word asifa is not a real word. The real word is asefa. Asefa means a gathering. Why do we say that? So even there's a person who wrote a letter to the editor, one of the papers, that says, I don't understand why everyone is saying the word asifa when the correct word is asefa. So I once heard.
Is that word written anywhere?
What?
Yes,
word, yes, all over Tanakh.
Asaif,
I'll tell you why. Yes, the word asaif is all over Tanakh. Asaif, asaif means here, this pasuk. The yay, that's a different word, it's a different form.
In the form of a verb, yes, okay. It's always.
Okay, but the correct term would be asaifa, not asifa. The word asifa, there's no such word asifa. Why then has it the custom? So we have to say that Hanach Lahem Li Yisrael, in Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im. Sometimes things that are done are just a narishka, just a foolishness, but sometimes there are things that are done with seichel. So someone once told me a while ago, the reason why we do not say the word correctly is because in Tanakh, the word aseifa, ruba de ruba, refers to death. Aseifa. Aseifa means ye'osef el anof. Aseifa is what it refers. So therefore, you don't want to say, when you're dealing with a collection of Jews coming together for a holy purpose, you don't want to go say, oh, this is an aseifa. It's grammatically correct. That's the correct term. It's to come together. But it's just not. There are many memory chazal which tell us how careful a person should be with his language. And to say an aseifa, which a person is a baki in Tanakh, which means death, a word which has a connotation of death, is not proper. Therefore, it's a colloquial term. It has been transformed from aseifa to asifa. It's a word that was invented in order not to have the bad connotation of death. Another example, you say simchos. Simchos. I wish you simchos. There's no such word as simchos. That's also an invented word. So what is the correct word? Simachot. Simachos. So why is it that there are so many Jews that will not say the word simachos? They will say it. They say this new invented word which does not exist, a colloquial word simchos. So same reason I heard him, because there's a mesechta called mesechta simchos, and in Shulchan Aruch it's all over Chazal. And what does it mean? It means death. It means it's a euphemism. Chazal did not want to say the word death. So whenever they made a mesechta, the mesechta which deals with all the laws of Avelus, so as a euphemism they called it mesechta simchos. So the word simchos, someone who is steeped in learning, when you say the word simachos, you know, it's like a counterproductive. You don't want to say death, so you say simachos. So now the word simachos, a very funny thing, becomes not associated. It's so associated, so identified with death. So you go to your friend and you say, "Oh, we should be zeicha to many simachot." It's a curse. Imamish curse. Now it depends. It depends on people b'nei Torah who spend much of their time learning, and they're very familiar. It's part of their vocabulary. Wow. And you say to them, "We should be zeicha to many simachos." it's like a curse. It's like a curse because this guy sits and learns the whole day, and he comes across the word smachos very, very often. And in his mind, it's identified with death. You can't say that. So what are you going to say? So somehow, people invented. It's a colloquial word. It's not a real word. It's word simchos. It's a word which means joy. It's not a real word, but the alternative would have even a worse connotation.
The same thing of Shabbos. Shabbos,
it's Shabbos.
It's not Shabbos.
It's
Shabbos. Don't get me started. That's
Shabbos.
That's one of my pet peeves.
Yeah. Okay, but
I have a list of words.
Shabbos. I don't know if this is correct. Someone told me that again. Why do we say Shabbos? It's really Shabbos, right? So we're not makbid. So if it's not makbid on milim lera. But I don't know if this is correct. You're a bucky in this. You'll tell us if this is correct. Is that Shabbos is Yiddish for Shabbos? In Hebrew, it is Shabbos. In Yiddish, there's no such word milael. Every single word in Yiddish
is mis-el. Everything is pronounced.
Not necessarily. I mean, not necessarily. I mean, unfortunately, we mispronounce words. People the Hasidim the Namakud on this. I won't Namakud. I will Namakud. But this was explained to me. I don't know if this is correct. Is that saying Shabbos is correct? Because people who sing Shabbos, many of us don't even realize we have been brought up from parents and from grandparents who spoke a fluent Yiddish. And in Yiddish, when they said Shabbos, they would speak Yiddish. If they were speaking Hebrew, they would have said Shabbos with a komatz and a milarah. But they were speaking Yiddish. Just like if you were talking English, you would say the Sabbath.
If you were landing,
yeah,
you would... Lane it
of
correctly.
Course, Shabbos. But when you, but speed up, we're going to go
people
say that.
People don't speak that way, generally.
Okay, that's another problem that people don't speak, but it does. You don't have to say that. You don't have to say that people do not speak correctly. If you speak in pure English and you would come to the seventh day, you would say the Sabbath. You say Sabbath. That's the English word for Shabbos. If you're speaking Ivrit, you'd say Shabbos. Mm-hmm. If you're speaking Yiddish, you don't say Shabbos in Yiddish. Because in Yiddish, there's no such thing as milara. Every single word in Yiddish, the way the language is, I don't know how this language gets, every single thing in Yiddish is milael, not milara. That's the way it is. All those other words are all prefixes and suffixes.
I don't know Yiddish well.
In Yiddish, every single word in Yiddish is milael. There's no such thing in Yiddish as saying the word milara. It doesn't make sense. That's not the way. That's not the structure of the language. So if you're speaking in Yiddish and you're saying Shabbos, it doesn't make sense. You're not talking good Yiddish. The way you say Shabbos in Yiddish is Shabbos. So therefore, when people say good Shabbos, they're not making a mistake. They say good. Some say good with a D, good. That's English. If you're saying good, then you should say good Sabbath. Or you should say good Shabbos. If you're saying good, many people say good, that's Yiddish. So when you're saying good, then you say Shabbos, good Shabbos. That's the correct way to say it, because it's Yiddish. That's Hebrew. Shabbat Shalom. That's Hebrew.
Yiddish, you say Shabbat Shalom.
So now, what about Shabbat Sos? In Hebrew, it's Shabbat Sos.
Okay. So, I forgot what the fourth one that I have on the list is, but there's Shabbosim, which is wrong.
That could be it's Yiddish. Shabbosim is
not.
Brisos, okay. Brisim, okay.
Okay. And my favorite is Shtosim.
Shtiot.
Same thing.
It could be. You have to be mind. It could be that in Yiddish, the plural for Shabbos in Yiddish is Shabbosim. You have to be mind into that. It's not necessarily wrong. Shabbosos is Hebrew. The correct way today, a lot of people are very careful with Shabbosos, but it could be that in Yiddish, I'm not certain. In Yiddish, the plural for Shabbos, just like it's not Shabbos, it's Shabbos. The plural for Shabbos in Yiddish. Is Shabbosim. What?
100%. That's correct. 100%.
In Yiddish.
It's a corruption.
So that's not a corruption. It's a different language.
No, it's
not a corruption. It's a different language. If you say in English, Sabbath.
But there's this consistent error.
Okay, there are other errors. So you have to know where there's an error, where there's not an error.
The word came down like that to them, but you say Shabbos.
You have to know where the error is. Okay, again, what I just want to point out, you have this word, the Osu, the Osu, is Asif, and you see the newspaper, you should know, what?
There's something in Spanish, the word for black is negro. English, it's Negro. Same spelling.
Okay, so it's not necessarily a mistake. Things that people say are mistakes.
No, I'm not saying it's a mistake.
Yeah, you have to know where it comes from.
I'm more of a purist.
Oh, no, because you're Hebrew. You're following Hebrew. But just like you have simochot. People, I know there are people, I'll give you another example. Okay, we're going way off topic. Is it shalom bias or shalom bias? Okay. Now, the grammatically correct way to say the two words is shalom bias. That's grammatically correct. Shalom bias. I know someone that made such a scene about this that the whole world is wrong. So I once asked if the person is a very, very big tamchach, very bucky in dictum. He told me, of course, according to the rules of grammar, it's shalom bias, but it's not the way you say it for many reasons. First, where does it come from, this expression, shalom bias? It comes from Pasuk in Iyov. V'yodata ki shalom oyholecha. You shall see to it that your tent is peaceful. Now, in that pasuk, the word shalom is used to modify the word viodata. You shall see to it that there is peace in your tent. Mm-hmm. Well, now we shorten that pasuk has been shortened to the word shalom bais. If you're going to say that the two words together doesn't make sense, the two words together, so the word shalom has to modify the word bais, then you will change the word into shalom bais. But when you change it into shalom bayis, that takes away the whole meaning of the pasuk. The home is peaceful. Anyone, any psychologist, any marriage counselor will tell you that a home by default is chaos. There's no peace in the home. If you want there to be peace, you have to work on it. Viyodata, you shall see to it. You have to see to it that there is peace in your home. You have to work on it. So when the two words are shortened to shalom bayis, the word shalom carries with it the hidden word of viyodata. And all furthermore, he told me that the Chazal tell us, ish v'isha shalom b'nehem, shchina b'nehem. If there's peace between the husband, then the word shalom is Hashem's name. So Hashem's name is not shalom, Hashem's name is shalom. So the two words together, it's an expression, just like you hear in the news. The White House released a statement today. The White House talks. The White House is a mouth. It's the Pi Hasson. It's an expression. It's an expression. Shalom Bayis is a rich expression, so it's not, if you take the two words together, it doesn't make sense. But it's not what the expression is all about. It's all about Hashem. Hashem's name is Shalom Bayis Ish V'Isha Shalom Bineim Shechina Bineim V'yodata Ki Shalom Oyholecha. So even though you take a person who doesn't know Eof, doesn't know, you tell them, oh, Shalom Bayis, I'm an Aretz Derai, so you don't know grammar. Well, go listen to the news. Listen to the news. Listen to the White House talks. You have to. There's more to. Okay, let's go further.
Okay, one more point. So
yep. To Gemara,
a simpler explanation, and that is the rhythm of the speaker. If it's several words in a row, it's off rhythm to change from Mila El to Mila Ra. So they just.
Doesn't it? When Chumash, when you lane, you
not, not, I, not in laning, but in conversational speech, it's just people don't want to take the time to make those stops.
Why Israelis do? Listen to the Israelis. Listen to the.
They're conditioned to.
Brrrp,
and
they just.
They're conditioned to.
While a minute.
They're conditioned to it.
Okay, fine. Okay.
The Europeans are not.
Okay. The Europeans, they spoke a different language. The Yiddish was a whole different language. Yiddish, that's good because Yiddish, everything is Mila'el in Yiddish, and that's why it's very confusing. In Hebrew, Ruba Deruba is Mila'ra. 90% is Mila'ra.
That's right.
So when you're going between Hebrew and Yiddish, you're in a lot of trouble. You're in a lot of trouble, period.
Right.
And that's why there's a lot of corruption.
Mila'el across the board, and it sounds
terrible. Exactly. So if you grew up speaking fluent Yiddish, then you read Hebrew, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yiddish.
And that's why everything today basically is handed down. Unfortunately, we're all messed up today. We don't speak Yiddish, we don't speak English, we don't speak Hebrew. We're all mixed up. That's the way it is. Let's go further.
The White House says this. Zoom
to Gemara. Right. It's expression. There's a richness to language, and you get too hooked up on the grammar, you're gonna kill the language. Okay. You have to know Tanakh and Chazal to appreciate expression of language. What is the pasuk telling us? All the nations are going to gather, and here Yeshai gives them. Mi vohem yagid zos? Who among you yagid zos? the Rishonos Yashmiu, and he's going back to what we learned in the previous parak, where Yeshayah says, "You all a bunch of fakers. None, there are no prophets among the nations of the world. The only prophet is among Klal Yisrael." So, who among you, Yagid Zos, can tell me about predictions about the future? Zos here means can tell us what's going to happen in the future, just like Yeshayah has told the whole world that in 200 years from now there's going to be, the 125 years is going to be a Churban. No one even believes me. There's going to be a Bavel. It's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and no one. And I tell you that in 200 years from now there's going to be a Modai and a Paras that's going to destroy the nation of Bavel. I'm telling you the future. Is there anyone among the nations of the world? Are there any prophets that can imitate what I can do? Me, Bohem, Yagid, Zos. Is there anyone among you, among the nations that have been gathered, that can tell us this? Verishonos Yashmiunu. Are there any ones that can tell us about? Forget about the future. All right, you don't want to take any risks in predicting the future. What about the past? Has there ever happened in history? Let's take out history books where there was a prophet from the non-Jews that told the world what's going to happen in the future. We'll look and we'll see if it happened. If it happened, then very good. Then we know that the non-Jews have among them prophets. But no one. We don't find anyone that ever told us about what's going to be in the future. Things that happened in the past, Yashmi Unu, let them tell us, and we will investigate. Yitnu Edehem V'Yitztaku, let them produce witnesses that heard a prophet speak and predict something, and verify that what has been spoken has come true. And then the Yitztaku, we will declare these prophets to be righteous, and we will take them seriously. The Yishmu, we will listen to them. The Yoimru, and we will say MS. We'll say that you are true. There is something to what you have to say, and we'll take you seriously, and we'll consider you. But guess what? There's not even one prophet among the nations of the world in the name of Avodah Zarah. We have Bilam spoke in the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but there's not even one prophet among the nations of the world that spoke in the name of a God that predicted something about the future, and you're witnesses, and therefore you're all a bunch of liars. But Hashem says, but on the other hand, Atem Edainum Hashem, but you, my people, Klal Yisrael, you are my witnesses, so says Hashem, the Avdi, you are my servant, Asher Bukharti, which I have chosen, Leman, so that Te'edu you shall know, Visaminu li, you shall believe in me. You shall believe in me, Visavinu, you should understand, Ki ani hu, it is I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who controls the world, Lefanai lo notzael, before me, no God was ever created, there is no other God in this world, V'acharai lo yihya, and there will never be another God after me. The only existence of a God is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no one before and no one after, and you, my people, are my witnesses. My witnesses meaning that I have predicted, I'm telling you now what Yeshayah is speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm telling you what's going to happen in 70 years, I'm telling you what's going to happen in 200 years. And you know that I'm saying it's true because I predicted what would happen until now. I predicted the downfall of Sancheriv. I predicted the Golus of the Aseret HaShvatim. I predicted that Pekach ben Gamaliyahu and Aram, they were unable to conquer Aram and the nation of Yisrael would not be successful in conquering the Malchus of Yehuda. All of my past predictions have come true, and I'm telling you what's going to be in the distant future. You're my witnesses. The entire Klal Yisrael has heard my words, and you know that what I'm saying to you is true in the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only one God who was known before, and there will be no one after. Okay, that is the end of this section. There are a few interesting things. First of all, back in Pasuk Tes, it says, Mi bohem among you, Yagid Zos. We know that the word Zos is Torah. V'zos ha-Torah asher samosha. All over the place. So here it also, there's a medrash which says that there's no one among the nation of the world that can teach Torah is something that's unique. Asher bochar banu mikol ha-avim v'natzan lanu es Torah. So success in Torah only is unique to Klal Yisrael. Among the nation of the world, mi bohem yagid zos. Is there someone among the nation of the world that will be successful in understanding the Torah? There are many different stories about great geniuses. great geniuses that had a very difficult time in understanding a shir, a blat gemara, this koyach of kedusha that is in learning Torah. So it's a metaphysical. It's very hard. It's impossible to understand. But it's true. Torah is not just a intellectual pursuit. Torah is a spiritual. There's a kedusha. And if a person doesn't have the kedusha, he will not arrive at the proper, the correct conclusions. Will not be able to have the siyata d'shmaya la'asuke shmaitz alim b'dhilchasa to conclude a section of Gemara according to the correct halacha.
That's Torah Shabbat Peh. But even Torah Shabbat Peh, they can't get
even
right.
That, because if there's no Torah Shabbat Peh, then it's impossible to understand Torah Shabbat Peh. As we see, they've completely rewritten and abandoned and rejected much of Torah Shabbat Peh.
Even when they study. They still don't
correct. Absolutely. Okay, that's one. Okay, another very important medrash. I'm going to read the entire medrash for you, and we'll agree with that. Is this pasuk here is the source? We've all heard this medrash. Kol hagoyim nikbitzu yachtav. The ye'asru le'um. All of the nations will gather together and will come together. Now, first of all, before I say the medrash, this is Rav Schwab. He explains. He says that when time of Mashiach comes. Not only will the Jewish people be invited to return to Yerushalayim, they're conflicting in the Midrashim, the Sefer Yeshayah itself, but from this pasuk, it seems to indicate that the nations of the world, those who are loyal to Hashem, who are observant of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, and those that are spiritual, will also be invited to come to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMidrash, and participate in the Hashuas HaShchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says here. Kol HaGoyim Nikmetsu Yachtav V'yasru Lumen. That at this time, continuation of the previous passage, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take out the Iver V'Einayim Yesh V'Cherushim V'Azdayim Lama, referring to the Jewish people, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Jewish people out of Golus to wake them up and open up their eyes, open up their ears, so too the pasuk says that even the nations of the world, the non-Jews, will be invited to return to Yerushalayim and benefit from the Hashuas HaShchina, provided, of course, they are deserving, that they have not caused harm to the Jewish people in their lifetime and in their existence. Okay, that's one idea from Rav Schwab. Again, that's not so simple, because we do have other psukim in Yeshaya and Manor Chazal that it's unique. Only this experience, only unique to Klal Yisrael, not to the Goyim. So obviously, they're different madregos. They're different levels. Some for every, it's only for Klal Yisrael, some for the nation of the world. But here is the medrash, and this medrash says, "Let me read you the entire medrash." The medrash is built upon the words "Kol Hagoyim." The medrash is in Tanchuma, Medrash Parasha Shoftim. You've all heard the medrash, but I just want to review because it is focused on the pasuk here. All of the nations will come together at the time of Mashiach. Amar Rabbi Chaim Baruch Hanina, Mahu. What does it mean? These words Kol Hagoyim Nikbitzu Yachtav. Ella. What it means is, Shalom Asalavai Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Sefer Torah. Hashem will bring the Zos. Right. That's why it's a really continuation of Yibuchem Yagid Zos. The Zois HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Torah and it's going to bring it, maybe Sefer Torah, Maniach B'Cheikoi, and is going to hold the Sefer Torah in his hand. He's going to hold the Sefer Torah in his hand. The Oman is going to say to the nations of the world, call me Sha'asak B'Torah, Yavoi V'Yitel Schorot. Anyone that was Oisik in Torah shall come and receive reward. Mi Bochem Yagid Zos. Who among the nations who has gathered together will declare that he has a portion. Yagid, I guess, is interpreted here to mean we will speak up and declare and say, yes, I have a portion in the reward of Zos, of this Torah that you, Hashem, are holding in your hands.
Like in Hagbah.
Zos HaTorah. Who is the one? They're all going to come. The Yitol Scharo. So miyad niskamsin kol umos mirvuvio. So all of the nations, hedyoid kofatz berosh, all of the nations will jump and say, yes, we have a portion. We declare that we have a portion in Zos. Shenemar kol hagoyim nikbitzu yachta, like it says in this pasuk, all the nations will come together. So Amar Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al tiskapsu b'irvuvia. I don't want there to be confusion. I want everyone to line up. I want everyone to separate into different groups. Every nation. Elo kaluma v'soifreha. Every nation should separate into a different group. Shenemar. That's what the next words of the pasuk says. V'yei osifu li'umin. don't come yachdav. Pasuk begins kolagom nikbetsu yachdav. Hashem, I don't want yachdav. Separate the asvu leumim into different groups. So first comes Rome. Nichtas amalchus roimi. Rome comes and says, I want reward. Amalach hamakadosh baruch hu bamo asaktem. Why do you see to it? Why do you declare that you deserve reward? So the answer, Oimrim harbi shvokim tikanu, we establish many markets. Harbi merchotzois, asin, we cleaned up the world. We made many bathhouses. We've cleaned up pollution.
This big economic system.
We created the economy is ours, and the bathhouse, which means we clean up the world. Amerchatz means a bathhouse, which means we clean up pollution, right? We look, climate control and carbon emissions.
Health system.
We've cleaned up the world. That's the deeper meaning of the Amerchatzos. The chesev v'zav herbinu, we've increased the wealth. The average person, look at the standard of living, look at these incredible accomplishments that we have. The economy, the wealth of the average individual. We've cleaned up all of the psalas of this world. Hakol kidei sheyaskli shelter. Look, who had benefited the Jewish people? Go look at every yeshiva. Every yeshiva, every shul, every yeshiva has modern facilities. It's clean. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Everything, all the technology that we have introduced into this world, the Jewish people have used to their benefit to increase Torah. Amalohem, so Hashem says some powerful words, very, very scary, very, because you can say the way you can say this to the Goyim, Hashem, you can say this about every person, every Jew as well. Kol ma she'asisem l'tzorcheichem asisem. You had no kavan, that was not your intent, it's true. You've accomplished great things, the markets, the gold and silver, the merchatzos, but you did not have kavan that the Jewish people should derive benefit. It's all for yourself. Shavakim lo hayishiv bohem zonos. The markets were for all for the zonos. Merchatzos la'adein es atzmachem, to enjoy yourself. V'chesed v'zav shalihu. It's not your money, it's my money. Shnemar liyah kesev liyah zav. Okay, so Rome is out. Out.
Yeah.
They don't get any reward. Next comes Pros, the Persians. Nichnasa Pros. Amalachem b'meh asaktem. Amim. Harbi kirachim. Kolashim. We conquered many, many wars. We conquered many cities. Harbi gishamim. Bridges. Tikhanenu, harim milchamos asinu, akol b'shvil Yisrael, amolchem, akol ma'ash asisem, b'shvil atzmechem asisem, krachim, la'asosbechem an garia, taxes, gesharim, well, agaria means, it means something else.
It's actually more like a draft.
Draft, right.
The angaria for Tambay.
Krachomim, gesharim is all the bridges, all the tunnels, and the bridges are to collect tolls. Little meches. Milchamos ani asis. I make war. Shnemar Hashem ish milchama. Point. Klum yesh b'cham magid zois. Shnemar. Oh, so now the medrash goes on to the next words of the pasuk. Mi b'chem yagid zois. Klum yesh magid zois. Is there anyone among the nations that knows how to learn Torah? Okay, so I told you mi b'chem yagid zois. All because it was in the here the medrash turns a little bit differently. It means is anyone over here that knows how to learn Torah? Shnemar mi b'chem yagid zois. Vein zois la Torah. Shnemar v'zois la Torah. Asher samoisha. I'm really fond of klum b'sanam. It's not our fault. The reason why we did not tell was because you did not offer it to us. You didn't give it us. Loi kebal nuda. Alem hu aimer Hashem. What are you talking about? I did offer it to you. Liars. Before I gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, I went to all of the nations. I asked them, do you want to receive the Torah? And all of you rejected the Torah. Hashem Misinai Ba. Malame Shech Zirak Lishbaruchu Al Kol Umo Yisraelam Beloi Kiblu. Can you write? We acknowledge that we lied. We were offered, we had an opportunity to accept Torah and we rejected it. But therefore Hashem, give us a second chance. Riboyne Shalom Tinolam Mirosh. Oh, you want to do the Torah? Okay, I'll give you a second chance. Just do the mitzvah of Sukkah. Mitzvah kala means I'll give you the Torah. Sukkah kisrol. Make a sukkah. They make a sukkah. Hashem takes out the sun, and it's too hot, and they kick the sukkah on their way out. And because they kick the sukkah, Hashem says you get nothing. It's true. A mitzvah is potem in a sukkah, but you don't have to kick it on the way out. What kind of attitude is this? Just leave the sukkah. When a Jew leaves a sukkah, he leaves it bitsar. Not like you, who give it a kick. So to review, what do we have? The reason why we're bringing this is because this whole medrash is all built on this one pasuk. Kol, we're dealing here with kibbutz golios, the time of Mashiach. Kol ha-goyim nikbitzu yachtav. They're all coming to receive reward. They come bir buvia. The whole world is one big sea of confusion. Hashem says, no, 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 no. I want everyone to line up separately. V'yasfu l'umim. Everyone gather yourselves according to your nation. Everyone separates. And then Hashem says, Nu, do you deserve it? And Hashem rejects each nation one at a time. And then Hashem says, Nu, nibuchem yagidzos. Is there anyone who has anything further to say? Anyone know was makabel the Torah? And they say, well, even though it's true that we reject the Torah, Matan Torah, but give us another chance. And Hashem says, you want another chance, I'll give you sukkah, and you reject the sukkah.
Somebody in writing about this made the... called it a hasty makeup exam.
Makeup exam, okay. Okay, so we're up to Pasuk Gidalf, we'll stop.